Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. This is Edward Dell with Gary Baker and Cal Carson. And this next segment, we're going to be talking with local talent that we heard about a year ago, but has a huge listening audience. And I'm talking about the IT and the D.
That's right. Bob Waltenspiel and Dave Phillips, welcome back to Internet Advisor. We enjoyed having you on.
We're shocked you invited us back.
Well, we did a home and home.
We did
year.
A home and home.
Right. That's right. And, you know, you came up in our elevator. I remember coming up in your elevator.
Ours is a little bit scarier. Yeah. The old one.
The old one at the Russell Industrial Center, I think. And I have pictures of places that if you could picture, say, 1929, only scarier.
We always tell people that, you know, we get it. It looks like we're taking you to a torture porn set or like the set of Saw 7, but we're not. We swear to God.
Yeah. So you've got a brand new studio.
We do.
And it's in Ferndale.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
So we partnered up actually with an old friend of ours, Neil Nozakowski. He's the CEO of Trinet Corporation, and he had an extra suite up in the building that he bought. He built a little video game parlor downstairs called Activate Gaming, where he has private parties, and wanted to have a little studio. So he said, "Hey, you guys want to be the lead in to this?" So he built the studio from scratch, and we're going live 24/7 or whenever we want to tape, we can go up there.
Wow, that sounds great. And it's not like you've been growing at all.
No.
And need that at all. So you have a podcast. You took what you were doing kind of in the real world with the pink slip parties and all
events,
sorts of things, and built that into a juggernaut of Podcastville. What's your numbers like?
So we've been told we're breaking all the rules of podcasting, and we didn't know there was rules that existed. That's kind of the old joke.
And you certainly would break any that you could find.
Right. But we just had a major milestone. We just hit 5,000 total listens.
Million.
5 million.
Million.
5 million total listens. 5,000. Get these guys out of here.
And you're so the sales guy, right?
Yeah. We just hit 5 million total listens on SoundCloud platform. And there's no stopping. I mean, right now our shows are hitting between 250 and 260,000 listens per week. We're going to see 10 million very soon.
We don't get it. We don't understand it. It makes my head hurt. But they're there. And like the funny part is we've done...
Well, you guys are funny. I mean, when we came on the air, and Mike Brennan's going to be joining us next hour.
Ah, good.
And so we'll have a chance to talk to him. I remember Mike and I showing up there.
Yeah.
And, actually, we didn't go right there. I think we met at the bar.
We did.
Yeah. the beloved Third Street, yes. which is the one part that's the one thing we miss about the new studio.
Yeah, it's too far to start there.
Right.
Yeah, good point. But it was a fun show, right?
Yeah.
You guys have lots of fun. Break as many rules as you can. Tell us a little bit about what, you know, you think of IT and the D. We do IT. We don't do anything like IT and the D. Tell us, what's the difference?
Well, it's like, you know, we've always said it's way more
irreverent, for sure.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's more about what would IT folks sitting around in a bar be talking about than it is, you know, hey, you will never hear us, hey, we're going to be standing up a cloud environment and a Linux server. You know, no, we're not optimizing SQL queries. No, it's, you know, 80s movies, pop culture, you know, it's
comic books, movies,
whatever's going on.
So you're like a live version of Dilbert, only with more steroids. Too.
Absolutely, yes.
And, amongst other things.
Cat was the evil HR director.
So there's three of you now.
Yes.
There is. Nuri, is it Gojay?
Gojay, yes.
Gojay, thank you. Nuri, what was going on in your life that possessed you to want to join these two guys?
You know,
PenguinCon.
Yeah, exactly. So for the last 2 years, I've run a large kind of nerd convention here in Detroit called PenguinCon.
Okay.
About 1,500 listeners, and Bob and Dave actually invited me onto the show to talk about PenguinCon, and I was there two or three times, and they just happened to be losing one of their guys, and they're like... After a weekend of PenguinCon of drinking, they decided maybe that I was a good idea for the show.
That's how I got drafted on this show.
It was pretty close to that,
minus
wasn't
the drinking.
It
seems to be a common theme. Well, we went and did a live broadcast at PenguinCon and got really had a lot of fun there and got involved and plan on getting more involved, and it just made sense. I mean, it was a good personality fit.
And so PenguinCon was just recently here today, in the past
month.
It was
about a month ago,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to go and do a broadcast there as well.
Yeah, oh, so right. Much fun.
Yeah, I'd love a good tuxedo.
It's home. That's the best way that I've come to describe it is it's home. Like from like it brought me back to my geek roots. Bob's eyes were glazed over or just like slack jawed amazement the entire weekend.
I'm a mega type A personality. I did not fit in that crowd. I sat to the side. I sat at the bar, should I say.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was it's for the, you know.
Yeah, there was one point where I walked over and I'm like, dude, because like he was just sitting down with his phone in his hand looking kind of slack jawed. I'm like, dude, are you good? And he was like, No, these are your people. You go do. I'm good. You go.
So we got it. I mean, I can guess PenguinCon, but tell us how that started. I mean, is it as easy as the penguin?
It's 13 years running. It's kind of like, I think a lot of our people went to different conventions and were like, well, this is very science fiction software related, or this is very Linux related, or very, you know, very niche. We decided to kind of mash them all together to become a basically epic nerd mega convention. It's the Optimus Prime of nerd conventions, actually, and that's kind of how...
Or Voltron, if you will.
Or Voltron, yeah.
Now, can you do that? Now, you were out in Silicon Valley. I know that one of the fun things here is all the conversations that go on off the air during the commercial breaks and whatnot, and you were talking to Mike Amon, who is president of San Joaquin Partnership, and we just had on in the last segment, sitting next to you, and you admitted that you worked for Google for a while and came back here.
I did. I was actually running PenguinCon and working for Google at the same time, which I'm not sure how I did, but I got started in this. I moved from New York City. I found the convention when I lived in Seattle. I moved all over the place, but my wife and I lived in New York, and then we moved here, bought a house in the area just because of PenguinCon, and that's brought me to this awesome place where I'm at today. So,
and so, I mean, why Detroit?
Detroit's great, man. This place has a soul. The people are great. I mean, living in New York City, no one's going to invite you over to their house. You live out in New York.
Yeah.
You go to a bar to meet people. Here, it's like, come over to my house and let's get drunk and have a good time. And that's Michigan, and I love this place. Yeah. This is home.
Yeah, so. That sounds great. Now, you find people like this all the time in IT and the D.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, other than Mike, Brennan, and I, when we showed up, you know, we probably brought the decibel level down just a little bit, although that's hard to do, and that it was hard to do. But, I mean, some of the other kinds of personalities that you've had on, some of the other topics, I know that you were big into Comic-Con when they were here just a few weeks ago. What else?
Yeah, we had the Comic-Con was probably a month-long segment for us. We had the guys in from Motor City Geek. We had comic artists. We had Dom in from Mess Bucket Comics. We really, you know, for us, that's our Super Bowl. That's our WrestleMania. You're going to Comic-Con. We spent all 3 days there, every waking minute. So we talked about that for probably three solid episodes. We're bringing people in. Like you were talking about the connected vehicle. We had the CEO of Mobile Comply, Elena Farnsworth, talking about the connected car. She's going to hook up my old classic Cadillac for the Woodward Dream Cruise with modern diagnostics and communication. So, I mean, we have a lot of cool conversations, and we're as far left and far right of the geek spectrum as you could possibly imagine.
She was going to hook up your car, and I'm thinking, has it really gotten that far? These cars are dating now. New dimension to connected cars. Somehow.
But yes, anyway. I mean, we've had CIOs, CEOs, CTOs on our show. We've also had, you know, roller derby girls, the guys that run Go Comedy Improv. I mean, at the end of the day, we have no idea why we've built the platform that we have. But as long as we have it, if you're doing
and
something
works,
cool here in and around the area, come on our show and we'll help get the word out about it. That's our shtick.
Yeah. How would you describe the demographic for one of your listeners? Your basic listener that you would think of?
Dude, I wish I knew. Like, seriously,
you know
what? Every time I think I know, it gets blown out of the water.
I think what you're doing is you're bringing a lot of IT personnel that work at help desk, do servers, stuck in computer rooms, doing programs, and they're realizing that they're not alone, that they are geeks, and they have these different, you know, fascinations with Comic-Con and stuff like that. And you're bringing them out of the closet, and they're embracing their childhood again. They're adults. They're embracing, you know, and marrying the two together. I mean,
if I could just translate that, Ed has said he's finally found his family.
Well, you know, the other thing I'm thinking of is the people, the companies that we work for, the companies that we run, and you know, we're the IT people that keep the servers running. They're going, who did we turn this over to? Who did we turn our technology over
our
to?
Our people. Yeah. That's who you turned it over to, our people.
Us. Yes, that's right.
And the thing we hear over and over again is when people listen and they give us feedback, and it's like, I feel like I'm hanging out with my IT department at the bar.
Yep.
Yeah. And for us, that's when we finally hit our stride and we're like, okay, that's what we're – because in the beginning of the show, I'm the sales guy, Dave's the geek. That's our – professed titles, and we thought, hey, it'd be great to do point counterpoint sales guy, and it was awful. And then we brought in a couple QA analysts to, let's talk about software coding testing, and it was
crickets.
So we finally hit our stride when we finally got some of this feedback going, guys, you aren't you know, we're not learning anything, but wow, are you entertaining. So like, great, let's run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys really have real world jobs during the day. Yep. This is the after hours. And that's exactly what, you know, some of the IT folks that listen to you, and they don't have to be in IT, but some of the geeky more people that listen to you, they like to do this after hours.
Yeah.
I think it works.
Yeah, I'm a Cisco guy, and I rarely bring it up on the show. Like, Dave's you know, at Ford Direct, doesn't bring it up on the show much, so it's kind of, you know.
Yep, I get that.
It's been wild and crazy, and we're going to come back for more entertainment and information from the guys from IT and the D right here on WJR with the Internet Advisor. So you stay tuned, stick there, and we'll be back in a little bit.